9 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 9:24, and next, inshallah, we'll be listening to Maulana Yusuf Pandor. Maulana completed his Alim course under the guidance of Hazrat Maulana Hassan Dr. Sab Damat Barakatuhum at Madrasatul Sadiqeen, which is based in Robertsham, and currently Maulana's teaching at Qurtuba Islamic Academy, which is based in Lanbrow Park. And today's topic is As-Sidq, truthfulness, to be truthful and to be honest. Maulana is going to discuss two points. Maulana, you can begin. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nahmadullah Azza wa Jal wa nusalli ala Sayyidil Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Tonight, inshallah, we would like to share a few points regarding truthfulness. We will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at it from the point of which we ought to be truthful in our day-to-day lives, as well as spending time in the company of those who are truthful. Remember that the more time we spend in the company of those whose iman is spiritually uplifted, those who have a positive attitude towards life, it so to say has an effect on the next person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah verse 42 as an introduction to tonight's program on being truthful.
وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah speaks about that to not be from amongst those that cover the truth by falsehood. Do not conceal anything. Do not confuse truth with falsehood. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of everything that happens. In fact, scholars say that before an action happens, Allah knows about it. Sometimes we get so caught up in either defending ourselves, protecting someone, or as it is, we speak lies. How often have we found ourselves, beloved listeners, in such a predicament where the only way out we tell ourselves is to keep on lying, as the hole just gets bigger and bigger and we are unable to climb out of it? If we track back a few steps, we would have realized if we had just spoken the truth on the onset. And let me share a few examples after making mention of the hadith found in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif to give us an idea to expound and to share a few things regarding of how and when we find ourselves caught up, what should we do or how can we save ourselves from that particular position. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That for indeed truthfulness leads towards righteousness, and righteousness leads towards Jannah. For indeed if you are truthful, it ultimately leads to good and pure and wholesome actions. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a man will be considered to be truthful by Allah for as long as he continues to speak the truth. وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. For indeed lying leads towards transgression. It leads towards sin. And sin, transgression, leads towards Jannah, towards the fire. For we know good things ultimately would lead towards Jannah and paradise, bad things ultimately leads towards the fire. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. And if a man continues to lie and lie and lie, then he will be considered to be a liar by Allah for as long as he is found in that particular condition. So in school, a child will keep themselves out of the principal's office by lying, and yes, they might get away with it, but for how long? A child might make 100 lies in front of the parent, and yes, they might get away with it again. For how long? A spouse to a spouse, an employee to an employer, and the list goes on. My point is such that all these cases have one similarity, and that is the one who lies is either trying to prove a point or cannot face up to being honest. Beloved listeners, I ask myself this question, and you should do too. What if a camera is zooming on us? What if someone notices the child climbing from the neighbor's yard after breaking the window and needing to collect his ball? What if that one mistake on a piece of paper causes an employee's job? We should be worried about the camera that doesn't switch off, even though we experience problems with ESCOM on the light side. But we should also be worried about those two angels that never get tired of writing our actions. It's time for a change, beloved listeners. When we are honest, surprisingly, even though we are scolded for that moment, but not again, it's forgotten. But if we keep on lying, then we are asking for trouble. Like the incident of the sheep comes to mind. It used to cry, "Wolf, wolf, wolf," playing jokes and lying. Every day it used to go out and say, "Oh, there's a wolf," and people used to rush out to try and save the sheep. And eventually they got tired and they said, "You know what, now we're no more going to listen to the sheep whenever it cries out." And it happened, one day it went out and for real the wolf was in front of the sheep. When it cried out, a loud cry, this time nobody came to its rescue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who sweeten our tongue with the real taste of sweetness, and that is by speaking the truth at all times. Beloved listeners, the second aspect of being truthful or truthfulness is connected to our company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Tawbah, verse 119,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, be wary of Him, and be from amongst those who are truthful. From this we learn that the environment we find ourselves and the youth of today find themselves in plays a huge role in the positive upbringing of the superstars in our community. Beloved parents, now and then, check up on your kids, where they are going, who are they spending their time with. Don't wait for the day when you would cry because you ignored certain things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Take for an example, a top that is put underneath a fragrant top. What happens? Naturally, the other top too smells with a beautiful, phlegmatic smell. Similarly, our lives, if we stay in touch with those whose hearts are directed to Jannah, they know what is their goal in life, then we too would have our garments switched on and the direction would be Jannah, inshallah. How beautiful is this particular proverb? One whose truthfulness is little, then his friends are a few. And I'm sure many of us have perhaps experienced this in our lives. The minute we lie, and it's a second lie, and it's a third lie, normally we tell the children that, you know, to say one lie, you've got to make 100 more lies just to cover up for that first lie. And how true it is that every time you ask a kid something, "Did you read your salah?" "Yes, I did." "But he didn't read his salah." Now you need to question, but the tap has not been opened, the musalla has not been taken out, things are exactly on its place. Then you ask the questions, but you are lying. "No, I'm not lying. I did read." "When did you read?" some time ago. When was some time ago? Oh, I forgot the time. Now it's one lie upon the next lie. So we come to realize that sometimes when we lie, then we find we distance ourselves from certain people, or certain people themselves distance themselves from us. Because why? Nobody wants to be in the company of someone who just lies. Even when you are making a joke, you're having light-hearted moments. Abstain from lying, there is more goodness in that. So, beloved listeners, you are allowed to make your children feel loved, your spouse to feel the warmth, but not at the expense of lying. You can say, my child, listen, to motivate a child, you can say certain things, but don't go about where you're lying now. Because what happens one day, that lie will come back in a manner which we have not realized. It will in fact be negative or have a bad impact on that particular child's lives. So on the lighter note, don't be like the man. You know, one day in the masjid, the imam was giving the talk, the sermon, and he said, listen, beloved brothers, that you people must try and figure out what's the burden or those things which are too heavy in your life, and maybe remove them or carry them and help yourselves out. And he was giving a certain talk on about burden. So the man, he was honest, he was truthful, so he knew exactly where his burden was. He went home the same day and he's happy because he's listening to the imam, and he walks into the house, he picks up the wife and he carries the wife. Now somebody looked at the man and said, what's happening? Why are you carrying your wife? So he said, look, I heard a beautiful speech today by the imam, and he said, go home and carry your burdens. So the man, because he was honest, the wife was the burden to him, so he decided to carry the burden. That's just on a lighter note, on about being truthful and about being honest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever doing such things like that in our lives as well, where we say that our wives are burdens to us, our children are burdens to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. In the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the father, for the mother, for the child, for the teacher, for the employer, for the employee, for the layman, for every single individual, there is a solution to every single problem. We have not just realized that there is the solution because we haven't read much, or we have not connected ourselves to someone who perhaps can teach us. There are many scholars, mashallah, and amongst them is my good friend Maulana Suhaib Dasania, who so beautifully has the passion of explaining the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So beloved listeners of Radio Islam International, we end off on this particular point, and it's a point for all of us. Let truth never find a way to leave your tongue unless it's been put to good use. Always speak the truth. The angels love to surround people who themselves speak the truth. They are good. They love to be close to those individuals. And we have read, good leads towards good. Speaking the truth leads towards good actions, and good actions leads towards Jannah. We all want to be in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to guide us, to forgive us, to protect us, to honor us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nash'adu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.